I got even a shorter drive for you if you want to experience some great Ontario fishing. And no, it is not involved driving to the north. It's, you don't even have to drive. You could probably walk to this place if you're listening to the show. And you can participate in the Great Ontario Salmon Derby, which is underway as we speak. All of the north shore of Lake Ontario right now has got boats out there fishing for the Derby winning salmon. And a guy who can make that happen for you, because he is a charter boat operator, and he's out there, I know, every single day with the Sure Thing charter boat. His name is Vito Cerrone. Good morning, Vito. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing good, buddy. Long time no chat.
Yeah, it's been a while, but hopefully you've been well.
I've been excellent, bud. Absolutely excellent. How's the fishing going out there?
It started off the season back in June, and it was absolutely phenomenal. Lots of fish on the whole entire North Shore. And the last week or so, it's kind of tapered off with this heat that we've had, and we've had some cold water move into the area, which hasn't helped the fishing much either. But there's still lots of fish around and some quality stuff.
So you said a few things there that might be a little confusing. First of all, you said it's slowed down with the heat that we've had the last few days. And then you said cold water's moved in. So you need to clarify that for us.
Absolutely. So our salmon and trout in Lake Ontario are very water temperature dependent. And just like you and I, we prefer certain temperature ranges to hang out in and to kind of eat in. Yep. So they're really no different. But we had some strong winds about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago that brought cold water to us. And when that happens, the fish kind of have a tendency to really scatter throughout the lake. It just makes it for a bit more challenging from a fishing standpoint.
Are the fish, shallow is a relative term, obviously, but are the fish shallow this time of year, or are you guys running out several miles to find them over big, deep, open water?
They're scattered, so generally this time of the year we normally fish within 2-3 miles of shore, but as I said, given the conditions we've had, we've seen the boats really scatter themselves through, some of the guys are fishing at 300-400 feet, and some of the guys are fishing at 60-70 feet. So Everyone's searching for those fish now.
Vito, you've been doing this for well over three decades now, and you've seen the cycle, the salmon cycle, come and go, come and go, come and go. Where are we right now in that cycle, in your opinion? How is the fishery doing out there?
It's probably strongest as I've seen it. The size of the fish certainly isn't what we used to get when we used to see historically fish over 40 pounds winning the Derby. But nonetheless, for a 10-minute drive from downtown Toronto to be able to go out there and catch a 30-pound fish is outstanding.
And also outstanding is the fact that, yes, no doubt about it. Because I can remember being on this very program 10, 15 years ago saying, we are going to break the 50-pound barrier. We are going to break the 50-pound barrier. Of course, that never happened. We certainly broke the 40-pound barrier. But when you think about it, in terms of the overall contest, it's almost good that a 30-pound fish is a really good fish nowadays, because that means that everybody has an opportunity to win this thing.
Absolutely. And I think, what a winner this year will probably be a 34, 35-pounder, which is, I don't know where in Ontario you can go to, catch a fish like that. But certainly that's what we'd expect this year. And certainly, outside of that 30-pound fish, there's lots and lots of fish in the 20 to 25-pound
range. Oh, for sure. Now, there's two categories of competitors in the Great Ontario Salmon Derby. There is your weekend warrior who's got a 17, 18-foot boat or better, and goes out after work every day and maybe on the weekends and drags a bait to see if he can win this event. But there's probably the more common on the other side of that coin are people who don't necessarily devote their life to the Great Ontario Salmon Derby, but just want to get out for a day or a half a day, maybe with family members, maybe with friends, maybe it's a business trip. And there's a great opportunity to do that and also be entered into contests. So tell us about that part of it, would you?
Super. So the I think there's 50 some odd boats are registered with the Derby itself. Every one of those boats are equipped with all the equipment, the tackle, and qualified captains to take you out. Most of the trips are half-day trips, so 5-6 hours. And it's really a great experience for people, to pick a morning or afternoon out to do, as you said, with family, friends, or business colleagues. So it's a great getaway. It's a great chance to get out there and learn if you're part of that, want to be that weekend warrior. And if not, if you just want to experience the great outdoors and fishing once a year or twice a year, it's a great time to do that as well.
Yeah, and we talked earlier on about the importance of a guide and stuff when you're going out fishing, but probably nowhere would that really apply more than fishing for salmon out on the Great Lakes, because it is such a great body of water. The Lake Ontario is such a big body of water. There's fish scattered all over the place. Even if you wanted to fast track that, that would be very difficult to do. And that's why a certified operator like yourself, Vito, is almost a must. And you know what? There's a variety of pricing. It depends on the vessel, depends on the quality of the experience, obviously. But, there's all kinds of pricing. Where can folks get more information about hiring a charter boat?
Just go to the Great Ontario Salmon Derby website. There's a tab on there called lists all the charter boats by region in the lake. So there's a western, the central, and an eastern part of the lake. So if you're in Toronto, then you're in the central. And if you're in the eastern, if you're down in Picton in that area, then certainly you can click on those charts. So every one of those charter boats. Sorry, there's.
Of course.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I would suggest you look up the Sure Thing Charters, by the way. Vito runs probably the best, it's certainly a first-class operation, and it's a must-do for sure. Vito, thank you very much for joining us, my friend. I want to just throw out your website as well and your URL. It's called surethingfishing.ca. That's surethingfishing.ca. Get on a boat with Vito, and you will have a great time for sure. Vito, thank you, my friend.
Great, thank you. Hopefully we'll see you throughout the summer.
Absolutely. Vito Cerrone, he is the owner of Sure Thing Charters at Bluffers Park, right here in Ontario. More journal after this, don't you dare go away.